It's the world's most exclusive club. At any one time, it consists of 4 to 5 members. If one dies, a new member could take his place as soon as the next presidential election. It's the President's Club. Journalists Nancy Gibbs and Michael Duffy are co-authors of The President's Club, Inside the World's Most Exclusive Fraternity, a book that reveals the secrets and scars of presidents from Hoover to Obama. Both will be speaking at the amphitheater this week. Chautauqua's education director, Shara Babcock, says it was Harry Truman who first brought attention to a former president by asking Herbert Hoover to help oversee the reconstruction of Europe following World War II.
The origin of the real President's Club was when Truman recognized that the only person in the United States who could really help make the Marshall Plan happen was Herbert Hoover. And Hoover had been shuttled off to the side by Roosevelt. They hated each other. And so Truman made the overtures to bring Hoover back and pretty much rehabilitated his image with the country.
One of the highlights of the week comes Wednesday morning when former first daughters Linda Johnson-Robb and Susan Ford Bales talk about their respective White House experiences. Both will take part in that morning's 10:45 lecture at the amphitheater. Also this week, the afternoon discussions at the Hall of Philosophy will touch on the presidency, specifically how presidents past and present have dealt with ethical and moral issues. Chautauqua's religion director, Joan Brown Campbell, says there's no greater example of this than the moral dilemma Truman faced in making the decision to drop the first atomic bombs on Japan.
How was it decided? How did he himself kneel on his knees and ask for guidance? How did he make a decision like that? Of course, we know more about it now than he did then, but it was a terribly hard decision.
Among the afternoon speakers is former Nixon counsel John Dean, who delivers remarks at the Hall of Philosophy Thursday at 2 p.m. Now, most of Chautauqua's in-house arts groups have wrapped up their summer productions. There's just one more concert by the Chautauqua Symphony Tuesday evening at the amphitheater. For the most part, Chautauqua's Vice President of Programming, Marty Merkley, says the week will feature several national acts.
We have people such as Roger Hodgson, who is the voice of Supertramp from the 70s, who is touring the United States for the first time in 30 years. He's been overseas in Asia and Europe, and he's coming back to the United States.
Hodgson performs Saturday night at 8:15 at the amphitheater. Now taking the stage tonight is a group marking more than 50 years together, the new Christy Minstrels, under the direction of its founder, Randy Sparks.
This land was made for you and me.
Easy now.
This land was made for you and me.
One more big one.
And then Wednesday, the Capitol Steps, together since the early 1980s, bring their timely political humor to the amphitheater stage.
We waited for the court to rule against Obamacare. To strike it down seemed like such a cinch. A 5-4 decision was announced. We thought we'd won. Who'd have guessed there was a traitor on the bench? And here's to you, Justice Roberts. Obama loves you more than you will know.
On Thursday, another group dating to the 1960s, the Letterman, will entertain, while on Friday, the a cappella group Straight No Chaser returns to the amphitheater stage. So as our 9-week series comes to a close, we end as we began with the sound of the Chautauqua Landmark Clock Tower. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.